Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message today I've entitled Abound in Love. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, we find these words that Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. I pray that your love may abound increasingly in all knowledge and discernment. When we pray for people, what do we pray for? Unfortunately, I think in our modern world, we pray for someone's physical well-being. We pray that things would be easy, that they would not experience pain, that their hangnail might be cured, that their gout might go away. Instead of praying for spiritual knowledge and spiritual discernment to increase, we need to be people who are people of the Word, that live in the Word of God, that go through times of trial and suffering. Those of us who have stood at the bedside and watched loved ones slip into eternity know the agony and the ecstasy of saying farewell. Agony because we will not experience their presence for a time, but ecstasy knowing that we will spend eternity. And only a brief amount of time will transpire between now and when we will spend eternity with our loved ones. We have love that has been demonstrated from God to us, and we need to take that love that God has demonstrated to us and share it with those around us. Over the years, I have understood more and more that I'm a simple-minded man. There are so many things I do not know. There are so many shortcomings that I have. My tongue gets tangled so often that I feel like I am locked into a world where I cannot express what is going on in my mind. And at those times, it's as though the Lord just wraps his arm around me and says, just love. And I have come to the place where I want to be someone who shows forth the love of God. I might not be able to express things in the way that I desire, but one thing I can do is I can share how much I love God. And not only that, how much I love the children of God. In our small circle that I have the blessing of serving as pastor, I've learned to say I love you as often as possible. And you know what I've learned is that people are absolutely famished for love. They need to have the love of God, but they also need to have the love from saints around them that will love them even when they're not lovable, will care about them when nobody else cares about them. That's what Jesus has done for us, and that's what we need to do for others. We need to abound in love. And the question I ask each of us today, are we abounding in love? Am I abounding in love? I pray that I might be. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, that you may show us in what way we can demonstrate the love of God to those around us. Help us to be willing to share our life, everything that we are, everything that we possess, in order that others might experience a true feeling of love and acceptance. Guide and direct as we go through this pilgrim journey of ours. Might we stand tall, because you have given us the strength to stand tall in your name. And we pray this in your name and for your sake. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and by your actions. This is Pastor Cecil.